It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Well, it's been quite some time since the fans of IYFW have heard the voice of In Your Face Wrestling via the interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining once again, folks, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of changes taking place, especially as it concerns to M3Con, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, happening March 16th in Balsam Spa, New York, and I've got all the inside information for you right here on the interface, so sit back, because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, for those fans who are already hooked up with Facebook and Twitter for IYFW, they know about this stuff already, but just in case, that there has been a big change happening to the event itself. Unfortunately, Al Snow and Tommy Dreamer will not be able to be a part of the event due to contractual obligations and scheduling conflicts. Neither man will be there. But once this was taking place, IYFW Brass went into overtime to fix the situation and find some great men to come in and fill those spots. And they've got two men that we're very excited to be seeing coming to IYFW. First of all, a former WWE Cruiserweight Champion and ECW World Tag Team Champion Nunzio will be there on March 16th. And the other man that's been signed to appear at Memories, Moments of Mayhem is a former Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion and former WWE Tag Team United States and Intercontinental Champion Shelton Benjamin. So those two men have been signed to be a part of M3Con. Now, right away, people are going to be wondering, what are these two men going to be doing on March 16th? Well, that's why you're listening to The Interface, because I have the exclusive information for you right here. So listen up. When the word started going around the IYFW roster of these two men being signed, the first thing that was done was Secretary of Event Content Ivana Leach, with the Board of Directors, talked to the mighty Franz Roddy, the In Your Face Wrestling Champion. As we know from that video we have here at this website, Franz Roddy chose Tommy Dreamer to be his tag team partner in the main event on March 16th. Well, because Dreamer will not be able to be there, Franz Roddy was given the chance to pick a new partner, and yes, he has chosen Shelton Benjamin. You might call it the world's mightiest tag team will be performing in the main event on March 16th against the Pillar Roman Dominguez and a partner to be named later. Dominguez mentioned that video that he's going to take his time. He's going to find a partner that's suitable for him, and he will announce this person on his own time. So we're still waiting to hear from the Pillar who his partner will be now against Franz Roddy and Shelton Benjamin in the main event on March 16th. Now, the next question that has to be asked is, what is Nunzio going to be doing on March 16th? Well, again, a lot of scuttlebutt went around the locker room, people talking about people wanting to challenge this man, but one name seemed more strong about challenging him than any other. This man put up a hell of an argument about it, and the Board of Directors have decided he will get the opportunity to face Nunzio March 16th, and I am referring to the longest reigning, most dominant in-your-face wrestling champion in history, Pierre the Beast Vachon. It will be Pierre Vachon taking on Nunzio at M3Con. As we already know, the Boogeyman, former WWE superstar, will be there on March 16th to take on one of the biggest stars in the independent scene in the Northeast, the Shaft, Bobby Ocean. Bobby Ocean had a hell of a return to IYFW back on January 19th at Cold Day in Hell. So that stuff we definitely know that's going to be taking place. Another match we know that's going to be happening is all about the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Championship. It will be the third encounter, the rubber match between these two men. Current champion, Mr. Maple Leaf, Ricky Williams, representative of Blood Money, will take on the former champion, Liam McFerrin. McFerrin, of course, lost the title to Williams back in November at Season 6 Endgame, thanks to the interference of the Millennium Millionaire, Scott Scarsdale. Scarsdale later on announced Williams as the newest member of Blood Money. And then we will go to Cold Day in Hell, January 19th, Williams defending the title against McFerrin, and Ricky Williams took the intentional countout just to keep the title. Obviously, a tactic he learned from his fellow Blood Money member, Guillaume Desaad. Desaad, when he was In Your Face Wrestling Champion, used that tactic quite often to hold onto the title. Well, Secretary Leach was not having it, and she was quick to act and made the rematch for March 16th. But this match has the special stipulation that if Ricky Williams gets disqualified or counted out, he will still lose the championship. So Williams is really going to have to be on his game March 16th. And yes, I've got confirmation of another match going to be happening at M3Con. You know, In Your Face Wrestling every year puts on a match it calls the Elimination Match of Survival, and typically this has been a six-man tag team match. two teams of three. Well, this year, for the first time, you will see not a six-man, but an eight-man elimination match of survival on March 16th, and it will be between two teams captained by the Dark Pony JP Black and the IYFW icon Drake Evans. These two men are forming teams as we speak to take on each other in the elimination match of survival on March 16th. Hopefully we'll find out who their partners are very soon. So there you have it. Five matches made official for M3Con Memories, Moments of Mayhem happening March 16th in Boston Spa, New York. But we're not done yet, folks. We're going to be hearing from other competitors in IYFW. We hear that Good Lord Willing has something to say about Etana, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, so many other competitors, including the former tag team champions, Pure Dynamite. They want a rematch for the tag team titles on March 16th against Team RPG. Will that take place? We'll hopefully find out very soon. And don't forget as well, on March 16th, it's not just the event, it's the convention as well. From noon to 5, you'll be seeing the Memories, Moments of Mayhem convention. Well, I have gotten word that Shelton Benjamin and Nunzio will be at the convention as well as the WWE Hall of Famer herself, Sunny, courtesy of Go Get Them Figures. She will be there at the convention, and also courtesy of Just Pro Wrestling from the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, Hollywood will be there as well. Jean Bassone will be there signing autographs to meet the fans of IYFW. Also, courtesy of Go Get Them Figures, former TNA Knockout Rosita will be a part of the convention as well. And hey, there's also something else happening in the Capital Region the day after Memories, Moments of Mayhem. I'm talking about the annual Baby Boomer Collectibles and Toy Show happening at the Holiday Inn on Wolf Road in Albany, New York. That's Sunday, March 17th, and you can find out about that on the homepage here at this website, iywrestling.com. Well, so much has been talked about so far about Memories, Moments of Mayhem, and so much more will be talked about at this event as well. You don't want to miss out on it, folks. It is going to be the biggest thing to happen to the Capital Region for wrestling fans in a long time. IYFW, once again, being trendsetters, setting the tone, bringing this kind of convention to the Capital Region. No other promotion's ever done it on the independent level, and no other promotion ever will. This is the first of its kind. In Your Face Wrestling, once again, proving it is the premier, the first, the top independent wrestling organization in the Capital Region, second to none, and I don't think you can argue with that. Well, I think that's going to do it with this edition of The Interface. More news coming to you very soon here at this website about M3Con, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, March 16th in Balsam Spa, New York. For iWiveWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.